Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan, service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The trial of Ted Kaczynski reached its dramatic conclusion with a guilty plea that spared him the death penalty, but ensured a life behind bars. After years of terrorizing the nation with a string of bombings and ideologically charged manifestos, the court's verdict brought long-awaited closure for many victims and investigators. At the end of the trial, also left deeper questions unanswered. Questions about Kaczynski's state of mind, the influence of his anti-technology beliefs, and the complex intersection of violence and ideology. Today we'll explore what happened once the courtroom doors finally closed, from Kaczynski's life behind bars to the broader impact his case had on American culture and law enforcement. We'll dive into how his legacy continues to reverberate. Was he simply a deluded loner? Or did his ideas foreshadow legitimate concerns about society's relationship with technology? How did his actions reshape our views on domestic terrorism and the balance between individual freedom and collective security? Join us as we unpack the enduring questions and far-reaching consequences of the Unabomber's case. When Ted Kaczynski was sentenced to multiple life terms without the possibility of parole, it marked the conclusion of one of the most notorious criminal cases in American history. The severity of the sentence was a reflection not only of the gravity and impact of his crimes, but also of society's urgent need to prevent any further violence he might perpetrate. By removing Kaczynski from public life completely, the court sought to ensure the safety and security of the populace, severing his physical ability to continue his campaign against modern technology. This sentencing also served as a significant legal precedent for dealing with cases involving domestic terrorism, particularly those driven by ideologically motivated lone actors. Kaczynski's transition to life in the United States Penitentiary Administrative Maximum Facility, ADX, in Florence, Colorado, was a stark shift from his years of isolated living in a rural cabin. ADX Florence, known for housing some of the most dangerous criminals, is designed to impose maximum security and isolation. Kaczynski was placed in a highly controlled environment, spending 23 hours a day in a small, soundproof cell, very limited exposure to the outside world, and minimal human contact. This extreme isolation aimed to neutralize any influence he might still exert and reduce the risk of his inciting further violence, either directly or indirectly. The routine at ADX Florence is rigorous and tightly scheduled, including escorted movements, monitored communications, and strictly supervised interactions. Despite these constraints, Kaczynski managed to maintain a degree of intellectual activity, attempting to engage with the outside world through writing. His communications, however, are subject to stringent scrutiny to prevent him from spreading his anti-technology ideology or influencing potentially susceptible individuals. Even behind bars, Kaczynski has sought ways to continue articulating his views. He has engaged in limited correspondence and has succeeded in publishing a few pieces, including essays that critique technological society. These writings have been heavily censored and scrutinized by prison authorities, ensuring that they do not incite or encourage criminal activity. Nonetheless, Kaczynski's persistence in trying to disseminate his ideas illustrate his unyielding commitment to his beliefs, and his intellectual engagement offers a fascinating insight into the mind of someone who refuses to relinquish his ideological campaign, even in total isolation. This ongoing activity raises complex questions about freedom of speech, the rights of incarcerated individuals, and the responsibilities of the penal system to balance these rights with security concerns. It also prompts a broader societal debate about the handling of ideologically motivated inmates, particularly those whose beliefs have previously led to the led them to commit acts of terrorism. Kaczynski's life sentence and the conditions of incarceration highlight the ethical and practical challenges of dealing with high-risk inmates who pose continued ideological threats. The extreme isolation and security measures at ADX Florence, while deemed necessary to prevent further harm, also underscore the harsh realities of maximum security imprisonment. This aspect of Kaczynski's life invites ongoing discussions about the best practices for managing such prisoners. Balancing the needs for security with considerations for their mental and physical well-being. As we consider Kaczynski's life in prison, we are compelled to reflect on the implications of his continued influence and the nature of punishment in the age of mass communication and persistent ideological conflicts. His case remains a poignant reminder of the long-lasting effects of domestic terrorism, the complex legacy that such individuals leave behind. In many victims of Ted Kaczynski's bombings, the conclusion of his trial and his subsequent incarceration brought a certain level of legal closure, but the emotional and physical scars persist. Victims experienced a range of injuries, from severe burns and shrapnel wounds to permanent disabilities. The psychological trauma for many has been long-lasting, with some suffering from PTSD, anxiety, and depression, a constant reminder of their terrifying encounters. For these individuals, the trial's end did not signify an end to their pain. Rather, it marked the beginning of a lifelong journey of recovery and adaptation. Despite Kaczynski's life sentence, for some victims and their families, there remains a feeling of unresolved justice. They grapple with the knowledge that while their assailant is behind bars, the reasons and justifications he offered for his actions did little to address their personal losses or the disruption to their lives. This ongoing struggle with the aftermath highlights the complex nature of closure, which legal resolutions alone cannot fully provide. In the wake of Kaczynski's capture and trial, public sympathy for the victims led to several initiatives aimed at providing support and recognition. While there was no large-scale federal compensation programs,
your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Specified for Unabomber victims, various community-driven efforts and smaller fundraisers helped some affected individuals cope with medical expenses and psychological counseling. Additionally, victim advocacy groups often stepped in to offer emotional support and practical assistance, helping to navigate the complexities of recovery. The impact of the bombings also spurred legislative and organizational efforts to improve support systems for victims of terrorism and violent crimes more broadly. These initiatives sought to ensure that victims receive not only immediate crisis management, but also long-term psychological and financial support. Some victims turned their personal tragedies into powerful advocacy, speaking out about the need for more robust support systems for survivors of terrorist attacks and other violent crimes. Their firsthand experiences brought a human face to the often abstract discussions about terrorism and public safety, influencing policies and contributing to a deeper public understanding of the impact of such violence on individuals and communities. For example, individuals affected by the Unabomber's attacks have participated in conferences, written articles, and engaged in public speaking opportunities to educate others about the effects of trauma and the importance of community resilience. Their advocacy underscores the need for comprehensive approaches to recovery that address both the physical and emotional needs of those impacted by violence. The Unabomber case also catalyzed a shift in public awareness regarding the safety of mail handling and the potential signs of suspicious packages. Post-trial educational campaigns and training seminars were enhanced for postal workers, law enforcement, and even the general public, which included information on identifying and safely reporting potential mail threats. Moreover, the extensive media coverage of the victims' stories helped sensitize the public to the deep and varied impacts of ideological extremism. Society continues to wrestle with the rise of lone wolf attacks and technology-facilitated radicalization. The lessons from the Unabomber's victims remain relevant, reminding us of the human cost of such acts and the resilience needed to overcome them. The Unabomber's case catalyzed significant changes in how law enforcement and legislative bodies address domestic terrorism, particularly concerning lone wolf attackers. The investigation's challenges stemming from Kaczynski's solitary operations and sophisticated evasion tactics exposed gaps in existing protocols that spurred legal reforms. There's now enhanced interagency collaboration between federal agencies like the FBI, ATF, and even local police. Kaczynski's case led to tightening of laws related to homemade explosives and the mailing of hazardous materials. Congress reviewed and revised these regulations concerning the sale and tracking of bomb-making materials, making it harder for individuals to acquire components anonymously. And there's been mail surveillance enhancements. Given that Kaczynski used the postal system to deploy bombs, there was a significant overhaul in mail screening processes. Detection technologies were upgraded, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service implemented more rigorous training for postal workers to identify suspicious packages. These changes not only aimed to catch dangerous parcels before they reached their destinations, but also to protect postal employees and the general public from potential harm. The Unabomber's campaign had a profound impact on public consciousness regarding the threats posed by ideologically motivated violence and the role of technology in enabling such extremism. It heightened the vigilance about suspicious packages, it created broader discussions on technology's role, and it had a cultural impact. The case has been a persistent point of reference in pop culture, influencing books, films, and TV shows that explore themes of surveillance, privacy, and the dangers of untracked technological power. It also has prompted a nuanced examination of the American psyche, particularly regarding the balance between security and freedom, individualism versus collectivism, and the growing distrust between the public and governmental institutions. Ted Kaczynski's story has been explored extensively across various medias. Each portrayal aimed to dissect the complex layers of his psyche, his ideology, and the societal impact of his actions. These narratives serve not only as entertainment, but also as a means for collective memory, public discourse around issues of domestic terrorism, mental health, and the ethical implications of technological process. So, of course, we have books and scholarly analysis, plenty of documentaries and true crime shows, dramatized series and films like Manhunt Unabomber, and much, much more. Ted Kaczynski, known to the world as the Unabomber, remains an indelible figure who compelled America to confront deeply unsettling questions about radical beliefs, nature of violence, and the ethical boundaries of resistance. His campaign of terror, underpinned by a fervently anti-technology manifesto, challenged the nation to reflect on the consequences of technological advancements and the limits of personal freedom. While incarceration effectively ended the immediate threat he posed, the ideological dialogues he ignited about technology, governance, and the rights of the individual continue to resonate. Kaczynski's actions and writings, however controversial, still provoke debate and analysis, underscoring ongoing concerns about the role of technology in shaping societal values and behaviors. And that is all we have for this episode. Let me know your thoughts on the Unabomber in the comment section below. Is there something we got wrong? Something we should have included? Let us know. And of course, give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit that subscribe button down below. Hit the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We will see you next time.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.